It has begun as the first comprehensive survey of the memorial, the Arizona Memorial, and the actual ship in 30 years. And the need was pretty clear, actually. You've got a steel battleship in salt water for 70 years. Odds are something's changing down there, be it corrosion or water action or oil leaking or what have you. But that's how it started. We just wound up at the right place at the right time with the right technology to help solve a problem for the Park Service.
So if I'm a tourist in Pearl Harbor and I see you guys doing your thing, will I see anything? Will it look like you're doing anything there?
Well, it'll look like there are divers in the water, but what's coming is what the tourists will see. So the other sort of impetus for this work is that the Park Service is very keen to broaden its audience, if you will. A lot more people can't go to Pearl Harbor than who can. So we're going to take all this data and virtualize the site and put it up on the internet so folks can virtually do the scuba diving that I did and have, you know, hopefully for us as a technology company, be able to translate that really emotional experiences that I and the rest of the team had across the web via these 3D models.
So will somebody be able to go to a website and sort of take like a virtual tour of the USS Arizona like you kind of can for a house on the market?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, except this is true 3D. What we're talking about is true three-dimensional survey-grade centimeter-accurate data.
Will people need special technology on their home computers or tablets to be able to use this?
No. Fortunately, there are a lot of ideas kicking around, so none of this, of course, is a commitment. It's all in development. But one of the ideas we are taking very seriously is right now, when you take the tour of the memorial, you're handed a headset and a device that gives you an audio tour. Well, going forward, we're having very serious talks about, wouldn't it be great to hand people an iPad? And through augmented reality, to be able to hold the iPad up around the building or out over the water, over the ship, and see the ship in terms of the 3D data that we've generated.
Based on the data that's come in so far, have you seen anything or found anything that has particularly surprised you? Or is it too early to really make any definitive determinations about what's going on under the water?
I don't know whether we've made any what I could call a scientific discovery yet, but on a personal level, I've seen some things that I'll be talking about for the rest of my life. You get in the water and you see things, you know, there's artifacts all over the ships. There's plates and dishes and knives and forks, and you can see the teak decking on the ship that looks brand new. You can see beautiful white hexagonal tile patterns on the floor in the area of the galley. There's so much. I've had my hands in the bomb hole that pierced the deck that actually sank the ship. A really humbling experience for sure, because there's 900 guys who never got out of the ship and are still there.
That was Pete Kelsey. He's strategic projects executive for the firm Autodesk. It's teaming with the National Park Service to check on the USS Arizona's condition now. Workers are using laser, acoustic, and photo-based tools on the project. Kelsey says the team's about 80% done with its work. He hopes to have a 3D printout of the entire ship ready by Pearl Harbor Day in December. By the way, he sent along some really cool video of what they're doing. You'll be able to see that at kjzz.org.